Blog Talk Radio.
Section, I'll be here tonight on Inside MLB. And today is Derek Jeter's 41st birthday. And me and all the crew at Inside MLB would like to wish Derek Jeter a very good, happy birthday. And fans, remember, you too can be a part of the show if you call in at 516-666-9990 or enter our time at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. On the same baseball history, 1944, at the Polo Grounds, with over 50,000 fans looking on, the New York Major League teams faced each other in a six-inning, three-team game. A team played consecutive innings against the other two teams and sat out of name to raise money for war bonds, their charity contest. Billed as a tri-corner baseball game, as with the final score of Dodgers 5, Yankees 1, Giants nothing. Now it's time for the baseball joke of the day. During the 94 baseball strike, Dodger Stadium chefs and other workers can work. Therefore, the famous Dodger Dogs want to be made for some time. As a result, the workers set free hundreds upon hundreds of gerbils, rodents, and other mammals. That's the baseball joke of the day. Now, fans, you can call on at 516-666-9990 or enter our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB with your guesses for the 94 of the day. And this guy is a pitcher for the Washington Nationals. He's born in St. Louis, age 30. Playing for the Tigers, Diamondbacks, and Nationals since 2008, and he's number 31. Again, 516-666-9990. Or on Twitter, I'm at www.blogtalkradio.com. Questions, guys, come on. Now we're going to get one. So it's Derek Jeter's 41st birthday. So let's celebrate with his greatest and weirdest off-field moment. In news, they'll undoubtedly make you feel just a little bit older. Derek Jeter turns 41 today. He's on one of the most spectacular highlight reels in the history of the game. Clips that will be passed on for generations. While on-field legacy at this point is probably etched into your brain. Over 3,000 hits, 5 World Series rings, 14 All-Star games, 2 mesmerizing dimples, infinite levels of hashtag clutch, but they don't quite capture just how significant athlete number 2 was beyond the pinstripes. And so, in the name of institutional memory, we humbly undertake a compilation of some of the captain's finest off-field moments. We laughed. We cried. We were occasionally confused as to just what we were watching. Here's to you, Jeter. That's how we wore a dress on Saturday Night Live, a day that the nation could not unsee. Somewhat surprisingly, this is Jeter's first time hosting SNL, and boy, did he make it count. After an open monologue in which he began mercilessly prompting big crowd members with line drives, Jeter and fellow Yankees David Cohn and Dave Wells pretended to be wise of the Yankees. They dove deeply into the role. We recovered? Great. Moving on. That time, George Costanza taught him a thing or two about hitting. After Jeter helped the 96 Yankees win the Bronx his first World Series in almost 20 years, he and center fielder Bernie Williams showed up on Seinfeld, feeling pretty good about himself. They quickly disabused of the notion by one George L. Costanza, who reminded him that winning the World Series was nice, but not if it took the 6th whole game. That time, he and Mark Scherzer inexplicably made their own version of Between Two Ferns. I mean, that just about says it all. You're welcome. And Jimmy found one of a bunch of walk-up songs. Jeter's almost been introduced by the voice of Yankees, stadium and their god, Bob Tepper, but he's played around with a number of walk-up songs over the years. So, the Tonight Show offers some suggestions. We're partial to the death metal tradition, if only because sound is unintentionally doing a killer Barney impression. The Roots' version is fine, too. Yeah. The Roots' version is fine, too, I guess, but, you know, Jimmy Fallon's were obviously better. All right. That time he posed in the greatest photo ever taken. from Lux in the 1997 Sports Illustrated story on the rise of young shortcuts. Alex Gonzalez, Edgar Renteria, Alex Rodriguez, Ray Ordonez, and Derek Jeter. Never forget the flip. Okay, we couldn't help it, but seriously, it's been 15 years, and this still doesn't make any sense. Happy birthday, Cap, and may our 42nd anniversary bring you all the sumo wrestling you desire. And any and all questions, comments, concerns, Taylor can refer to Larry David, founder and president of the Derek Jeter Collection Appreciation Society. All right, we're going to move on from the Derek Jeter program, which we did, and really do hope you enjoyed everything. I mean, Jimmy Fallon's on the Tonight Show was a great, you know, long term, probably one of my favorite Derek Jeter off the good moments. But we are going to go into a little bit of a different front right now, and how Max Scherzer, he can rewrite history tonight with the start, and obviously he has been phenomenal at that. He starts, and he really can rewrite history with the start in Philly. Following a pair of unprecedented gems, including no-hitter, Nasty can accomplish even further rarity. Max Scherzer already put together perhaps the best pair of back-to-back starts in baseball history, and the Nationals right-hander will try to keep going when he faces the Phillies on Friday night at Citizens Bank Park. Scherzer's first 12 innings with the Nats produced a 2.13 ERA, but his last two have been truly special. First, there was a 16-strikeout one-hitter on June 14th in Milwaukee. Then, there was a no-hitter Saturday against Pittsburgh. In that game, Scherzer came within one pitch with a perfect game before hitting the tablet. Between the two starts, 57 batters faced, 54 retired. Scherzer's 197 combined games scored over those outings, 197, the highest for consecutive nine-inning starts since at least 1914. He is the only pitcher on that span who has at least a 97 twice in a row, regardless of innings pitched. When Scherzer takes the mound on Friday, he can have Washington extend his winning streak to a season high seven. He can also extend Nats starting pitchers' streak of 41 1/3 scoreless innings, the fourth longest of the expansion era since 1961, according to Elias. Here's a look at what I think for Scherzer on Friday, from an individual perspective. Taken, 28 bunts to Scherzer press strong court. Johnny Vandermeer, famously, the only pitcher in Major League history, throw back-to-back no-hitters, which he did for the Reds on June 11th and June 6th and 15th. And the recent post no-hitter performances have been a mixed bag, as one would expect. Back on June 14th against the D-backs, Giants rookie Chris Henson followed up his no-no by giving up three runs, two earned on 7 hits over 5 innings. But last season, two pitchers authored impressive on course, with Tim Lincecum and Clayton Kershaw, both tossing 8 scoreless innings. The last pitcher to follow a no-hitter with a shutout was the Phillies with Tommy Green in 1991. Scherzer can become the first pitcher to throw 3 straight shutouts to the Phillies with Cliff Lee from June 16th to 28th, 2011. The only other to accomplish that in the past 3 years on the D-backs was Brandon Webb in 2007, and the Blue Jays was Roger Clemens in 1998. Lee also is the last pitcher with 3 consecutive simple games, though the Rays' James Shields did it the same month. Coming off no-no, Scherzer takes on Philly. No Nationals pitcher has thrown 3 straight complete games, and only one, Jordan Zimmerman, last June 3rd to 13th, has put together 3 straight starts in at least 8 innings, Pedro Martinez from the 1997 Expos. No pitcher since at least 1914 has thrown together 3 complete games with no more than 1 hit out. To find one who allowed 2 hits or fewer over 9-plus innings 3 times in a row, you have to go all the way back to 1916 when Eddie Plank of the St. Louis Browns did hit from August 4th to the 12th. Plank started only 5 total hits over those games and also notched a 2-inning hitless save during that stretch. Scherzer has a chance to reach double-digit strikeouts with no more than 1 walk for the 3rd straight time. Only 5 pitchers have done that since 2000. Chris Archer, May 25th to June 7th. David Price, 2014. Clay Kershaw, 11. Johan Santana, 05 and 06. And Curt Schilling, twice in 02. If Scherzer reaches a 90-game score, he would be the first pitcher to do that in 3 straight outings within the same season. Versus Jim Maloney accomplished over 2 seasons, launching 91 and 102. Final 2 starts in 94, and then 90 in his 65 debut. All right, that's going to break. So when we do come back, again, previewing Max Scherzer and how he can really do some magic with him tonight as he's looking to rewrite history off the Nationals in many ways. Please stay tuned. You do not want to miss it.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
Inside MLB, and now it's time to go into how Stenberg steps down as manager. Mackinnon named the position on interim basis. Ryan Sandberg has resigned as Phillies manager. Pete Mackinnon, the third base coach, has been named interim manager. The Phillies directed under Sandberg, who debuted as a major league manager in August 2013, was 119 and 159. They're 26-48 this season and in last place, 14 and a half games out in the National League East. It's a difficult day, a challenging day, and a tough day for myself, Sandberg said at a news conference at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. It was not a decision. In a lot of ways, I'm old school, and I'm very, very much just half the record, and not pleased at all by that. All right, fans, we have to go to break. But when we do come back, it'll it would be time for Say Something Close to 2 minutes. You're not one minute, so please stay tuned. Inside on being now time for system. So if I like system about the show, it's that Derek Shearer has had some great on and off the field moments over his career. And just happy birthday, Cap. Have a great 42nd year of your life. And I mean, everybody misses you. In baseball, maybe you'll be a influence in other ways in Major League Baseball. I sling Jason Sensible Gunner from Vince Planner Productions. That's Inside MLB. On MLB.com, where this is the statue on the show tonight. You can tune in tomorrow from 4:30 to 5 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. I'm Matt Inspector, my co-host is Will Michael, and you can email us at InsideMLB123@gmail.com. Have a fantastic day.